Test 63, Section 3, Question 9. And here we're looking to weaken the argument. And it says, we've got long-term, short-term relaxation training are two common forms of treatment for people experiencing anxiety. So we've got long-term, short-term, and that's what we've got. As far as treating anxiety, yet studies show that on average, regardless of which form one receives, symptoms decrease to a normal level within the short-term training period. So regardless of which type, they go down once you hit the short-term. Thus, for most people, the generally more expensive long-term is unwarranted. So it's saying, so it's not really worth it for the long-term. Now, in this case, the assumption is that that everybody could have had the same outcome with the short-term. But it never really says that. It just says everybody's getting results within the length of time. But we don't know that maybe the short-term wouldn't work for some people. So we need anything that's going to say, no, the long-term isn't unwarranted. Or in other words, the long-term is sometimes worthwhile. A decrease in symptoms of anxiety often occurs even with no treatment. Well, if anything, that would kind of strengthen the argument. Short-term relaxation conducted by a more experienced practitioner can be more expensive than long-term training conducted by less. Well, it doesn't. That brings in stuff that we really don't know a whole lot about, and that's the level of training or more experience of the practitioners. So I don't really like that one. Recipients of long-term training are much less likely than short-term to have recurrences of problematic levels. If anything, that would kind of boost the argument as well. That would make it better because it would say long-term really isn't that great. The fact that an individual thinks that a treatment will reduce his or her anxiety tends in and of itself to reduce it. If anything, that also would probably strengthen that you don't necessarily need the long-term. Short-term relaxation training involves the teaching of a wider variety of anxiety combating techniques than does long-term training. And so that's the one where I went, wow, well, that would also say short-term has a wider variety of techniques. And so that too is going to say that maybe you don't really need the long-term. And so I really hadn't liked any of these when I first read through them. And so then kind of had to go back and I realized that I had kind of flipped around what had happened on C. And C is saying recipients of long-term training are much less likely to have recurrences. And so that would actually give us a reason to say that, yes, the long-term is worth it because they're less likely to have relapses, and therefore C is our best answer. But it took me reading through all the answers again to realize I totally flipped that around and was thinking that the long-term I had read it as much more likely, and sometimes that'll happen. So you just got to be careful when you're reading these. So C is going to be our best response.